welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is Saturday morning, October the 15th, 2011. And I'm very grateful you chose to be with me, or maybe you thought you didn't, and this is one of those great divine accidents that happen. Everything is a rendezvous one way or another, my dear ones. And so here we are together for those of you who can hang. I want to offer to you some really, really interesting questions today, and I am very grateful that you chose to be with me, or that you found me, or whatever. If you would like a little more information regarding what I'm going to be offering and doing here on the radio program, you can come to my website at aspire.org. That's A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G. You can also see me on YouTube. I have a YouTube station. If you go to the website at aspire.org and you take the time just to peruse it a little bit, take a look down there at the bottom. It says contact. You will see Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And if you hit YouTube, you can look at some of my TV programs. We're converting all of them slowly, one after another, to be put on our YouTube channel. And you'll be able to watch programs when you want, wherever you want, with your iPad, your iPhone, your computer. It's just truly wonderful, and I'm very, very grateful. I have a beautiful workshop coming up here very, very soon. It's going to be on the first Saturday of November, which will be Saturday the 5th, and we're going to have a day of living in the intrinsic love. I'm getting my students ready to cultivate a little bit of loving care and consciousness for our Mount Madonna retreat that will be coming up here in November, and it will be a very special day at the Carl Cherry Center. We're going to do the two meditations that I offered in September. You can see them on the website if you want at aspire.org. And if you want to know a little more about this event, please come to the website, hit events, and take a look at our Northern California workshops, the Carmel ones. You're welcome to attend. The donation is $50. It is tax deductible, and the proceeds are used to support the Carl Cherry Center here in Carmel, this radio program, and it includes your lunch, so it's a good deal. Let's get to the questions. I'll talk a little bit more about it later. This is from Robert in New York. He listens to us via my website at aspire.org. You can go to that website. You can go and listen to radio programs that I've done in the past. And believe it or not, even in the future, there are future programs there, and you can go and listen to them. You don't have to wait to hear them here on KRXA. I'm trying to understand your philosophy. What exactly are you teaching here? What is essential for me to understand, Robert? Robert, I am not teaching anything, and that's the essence here. It only sounds like I am. I have no philosophy. Philosophy I leave for those who need reassurance, mental and emotional reassurance. And a lot of people need that. They just can't do whatever it is they need to do for themselves without some kind of reassurance that they're doing the right thing, and that there's some carrot or piece of cheese at the end of the whole affair that you're doing. People don't do much without a motivation to do it. Therefore, they're led around by their desires, ambition, and pride, and often are left with vanity and fear in their life. You say, I am trying to understand your philosophy. Try to understand this, Robert. I am not offering you a philosophy. I'm not offering you a religion. I'm not offering you any of that. If you want to hear it in that way, if you need to hear it in that way, such is the case. But that is not what I am giving here. My words are inadequate. My words do not penetrate into the heart of the matter. My words are merely faint reminders of what is really going on within us all. The part of us that many have disowned, that a few of you have just forgotten, and that others of you are rediscovering. And when I speak to you, as I am right now, trying to help you understand the nature of yourself, I can understand how easy it would be to lose yourself in words and thoughts and put them together and make them appear to be a philosophy. But please understand, I am not teaching a philosophy here. I wouldn't do that to you. There is enough of those people around. I am teaching you what exists between thoughts. That is the whole effort of what I'm doing, to teach you what is existing, what lives between one thought and another, between your inhale and your exhale. That is what I'm offering. Now, to most people, this is of no consequence and does not matter. But I am telling you, for those of you who understand the nature of this beyond thought, and Robert, this is really what it's all about, to understand this without thought. There is something very viable, something very important occurring between our thoughts. It is called life itself. You exist between your thoughts, not as your thoughts. This is why I am not teaching you any kind of philosophy or religion. I am trying to offer to you a path to your heart, a path to your being, the path that has nothing to do with emotion, has nothing to do with fear, it has nothing to do with intimidation, pride, or vanity. This is very hard for people to understand because in the culture that we live in, everything we do for pride, vanity, and trying to get something that we want. I am saying to you, don't live like that. Let love live you. That is my message. It is very difficult for people to let love live them because they think love is passion and emotion. And you can't talk people out of it. It is not true. Passion and emotion are not the way. They create inside of us great folly. We start to live for a passion and emotion, and then the next thing you know, there's pain and sorrow occurring in our life due to the passion and the emotion. And nothing brings about more sorrow in our life than this kind of thing. Most people, Robert, are not interested much in what I am teaching because it doesn't have any payoff. There is nothing there for you to seemingly adorn your ego with. So try as you will to listen to me and try to piece together some kind of philosophy, which I guess you could cut and paste and do, you're going to fail. I sound like I am contradicting myself most of the time to the average person. And that is because they have no sense of their own withinness. But once you learn the language of your within, which is ebb and flow, it is tone, it is how you move with things through compassion, you'll find out exactly what I am teaching. The voiceless that yet has a voice. The wordless that is more powerful than words itself. You ask me what is essential? Meditation, my dear man, meditation. If you cannot practice meditation, my words will sound meaningless. You listen to masters and teachers, Buddha, Jesus, Lao Tzu, some really great ones, some contemporary ones that we have had in the world even. And you really listen to them. It is like they are wet and they are talking to you about the ocean, but you and I are sitting in the desert dry. And we can't understand why they are wet and the depth of what they're talking about because we're not interested in the ocean. We're interested in sand. We're interested in heat. We're interested in the desert. That's why it is so difficult to understand great teachings. You can't understand great teachings with mind. You must feel them within. You can't teach this. You have to catch it. And if you do, much happens in the catching. Much beauty occurs. So, my dear man, try to give up what you think I'm teaching. Try to give up the mechanism of your mind that is trying to purport some kind of meaning in what I'm saying with words. Forget my words. always forget them. They mean nothing. Listen to what I am saying between the words and what I'm not saying with my words, and then you will get it. And if you can't go there, well, you'll have to work at it. And if you still can't go there, you'll still have to work at it. Most people give up very quickly. We are a weak culture and society. Please forgive me, Robert. Namaste. You know, I will never forget sitting at the feet of my master in India, listening to what he was teaching and not understanding the words as much as I knew the feeling of what he was teaching. And then after a while, the words dropped away and the maturation of his spirit, mine, and the group I was with at the time kind of pulled together to create an opportunity. And that is a very rare moment to have those kinds of opportunities, but hopefully, Robert, you will get them, and I understand how you feel. I do. It's a very, very difficult thing. This inner work, this practice of love, this effort of inner meditation and intelligence arising out of compassion and love is not for everyone, believe me. Only for the daring. This is from Ray, the next question, from Santa Cruz, who listens to us here on KRXA. I'm curious about meditation, but I do not know how to, quote-unquote, go within. Can you help? I get very confused. Ray. Bless your heart, Ray. I admire you. I admire your courage to admit it and to talk about it here on the radio a little bit. You say you are curious about meditation. This is a very good thing to be curious. This is your being calling you. Curiosity is not to be taken lightly, especially this kind. Something is trying to reach you from beyond your own thoughts, beyond your own beliefs, beyond your own thinking. You are starting to get something of the authentic in you. And it is starting to grow and maturate and mature in you. And this is very, very good. I would take this as a wonderful sign. Something is trying to reach you. And being curious like this, it is significant because something that is whatever it is calling you is saying to you, awaken, awaken. This is very, very important for people. Awaken beyond the beyond. Live beyond your body, your mind. That's really what's occurring here. You say, I'm curious about meditation, but I don't know how to, quote-unquote, go within. What does it mean to go within? If you say to people, go within, search your within, where do they go? Well, typically they go to their mind. Typically they go to emotion, mind and emotion. That's really what it's all about. How much can you think, and how much emotion can you have? People look at that as a good thing. It's not, and it has nothing to do with the significance of your life. So allow me to help you. Your withinness is that place that is calling you to consider practicing meditation. Now, if you can understand what I just said to you, something will arise in you that, well, has been there for many, many lifetimes. It is called your being. Some people call it the soul. Whatever. I like both. You're really trying to align yourself with your being. You won't get this just by listening to me. Listening to me helps a little bit. But the real help, the real meaning, the real significance is found in closing your eyes and learning how to watch your breath without the interruption of your thoughts distracting you into going into one emotion or event or circumstance of thought and passion. And just stay with your breath and maybe work on certain breath patterns, awakening certain places within you, chakras within you, and allowing this to bring you to a place where you find grace, compassion, love, and ultimate kindness. When my mind is more powerful than my attentions, it means that I've become emotional, overly emotional, and I'm using my emotions incorrectly in my life. Emotions can be the conduit for a great love, but emotions can't be the love itself. It's like a pipe. The pipe that delivers your water isn't water itself. It just delivers it. The same thing is true with emotion. It just delivers it. It helps you in this earthly life when you are meditating and working upon yourself. But if you're not much interested in the love that flows through you and you are only concerned about the state of your emotions, you will be easily distracted. This is why people don't go within. They're so easily distracted. They can solve problems in the world, and they have a lot of moral beliefs about what is right and wrong, good and bad. And they think they know so much about, well, so many things in this world. And they might be accurate to a certain degree. But when it comes to the meaning of your life, when it comes to being authentic in this life, when it comes to really persevering beyond thought and reason and logic, they can't do it. Because their mind is easily distracted by fear. Fear is the number one culprit in all of this, Ray. If you have a deep relationship emotionally with fear through your body, through your mind, and this fear overwhelms you, overtakes you, and it does with most people, and you can't counteract it with any gratification that you can think of, then you are really stuck. And you're going to find a tremendous, well, fear and hate coming out of you in the form of your thoughts, your beliefs, your theories, all of this stuff. And then what typically happens is we become distracted by this and cannot meditate. Meditation requires a certain discipline that most people are not much interested in, Ray. That's why they don't do it, because they don't see any benefit in it. If it doesn't make you richer or more sexy, then it just doesn't matter, does it? If it doesn't make you more popular and make people like you more and gratify them so they'll gratify you and touch your physical parts well, then it's just not worth doing, is it? Everything has to have a payoff. And yet I am telling you, the things in this life that are most beautiful and most important are not about payoff. They're about compassion. Ray, thank you for your beautiful question, and I hope I have helped you in a small way understand the bigger picture of meditation and inner work. Please forgive me. Namaste. Very hard for people to understand the way. It really is. He has a great question here about being curious. People are curious, but when they find out it's a total life change, away from the gratifications that most people find very, very important to their life to make their pain and their sorrow go away, they run in the opposite direction. Jesus talked about it. Buddha talked about it. Many are called, few are chosen kind of thing, but most people just aren't interested in it. It's not their lifetime. Cindy from Encinitas says, where is truth? What is truth? And how do I know it when I hear it? Cindy, where is truth? Everywhere. What is truth? Everything. And when will you know it's true? When you are no longer seeking it. When I start seeking anything from my mind, oh my, I brand it in a certain kind of way. And that branding is good or bad, right or wrong, up or down, in or out. And that's the way I'm going to live my life, branding everything according to my needs, my emotional needs. If I can't drop my emotional needs, just drop them for a little while and see into my heart, the heart of hearts, not my emotional heart. Please understand that, but my heart of hearts, I will never know the ultimate truth, and I'm going to give it to you. The ultimate truth of life is beauty. Now, here's the gig. Just follow me here for a moment. You'll never see beauty, but you can hear it. If you can imbibe in the vibration that is beauty within you, you will find it will pulsate into your life through compassion and kindness. It will be the basis for a deep and loving life. In November, I will have the honor of having 38 people come to Mount Madonna to be with me in a process of compassion and deep love. And we are going to set the stage for next year in the year that we are going to devote probably the next 3 or 4 to karma. And we're going to look at our life from a very different point of view. Cindy, the things that are the most important in this world are the things that can't be taught. They must be caught. You can't teach truth. You can't teach love. You can teach words, you can teach thought, and you can create philosophy. But none of that is the meaning of life, nor is it the truth. Words denigrate truth. Truth is a direct experience. It is achieved through loving kindness and compassion. It is achieved through looking at life from a different posture, a different direction. It is about coming to a place within ourselves where we find the meaning of life not as a thought, but as the flow of beauty coming to you, the ultimate beauty. And in that you find that you are not separate from any of this beauty, that you have always been this beauty, that you have always been this love, that you've always been this kindness, that you've always been what is truly significant in life. This is why it is so deeply important to work upon oneself through meditation. Truth is not a theory or a philosophy. It is a direct encounter and experience with something that can only be heard through kindness, compassion. Most people, they're not kind. They haven't lived in kindly ways. They haven't lived in compassionate ways. They have lived only in the total muck and mire of emotion and self-righteousness. Cindy, I had a woman come to me in a session recently who was very embarrassed about what she is and what she's done. She lives in a very self-righteous way, has a very powerful job where being self-righteous is very, very important to the job. And she's very good at that job that she does because she is so self-righteous. And when she came to me for a session crying, she said, "In my effort to save my life, I have lost it." Hence what Jesus taught about what good is it to gain the whole world but lose yourself. The sad part about it is the mechanism that she used to be successful and to have the things she wants and all the things that she thought would bring her joy and happiness and success have now made it impossible for her to penetrate into love and to achieve any sense of love. So, game over for her in this life. She knows it. And any time I offer to her anything that is an alternative to all of this, she rejects it in fear because she can't control it. Don't be this way. Don't do this to your life, my dear. The truth you seek is what you are, not in mind and body, but in beauty. And when beauty is allowed, authentic beauty is allowed to permeate your life, your being, you become so beautiful that your skin and everything around it is only there as a way to propel great love into this world. And that's what you're all about. That's what we're all about. And the only ones that forsake it is ourselves. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Great question. If you have a comment or a question, something you would like me to maybe unravel or play with here on the air, please come to my website at aspire.org. If you go to the main page there, you'll see at the upper right, contact. Just click on it, and you can write me. There's all sorts of places on the website to be able to email me, all sorts of places. So it isn't just there. I hope that you will. I hope that you will sign up for my workshop. I think you're going to find it very meaningful. Even if you weren't with us in September and you're just starting, I can help you. Believe me, I can. I have all sorts of things to work with you. And if you're interested, please come to the website at aspire.org. Go look at events. And there, if you pull down the menu, you will see more stuff. It says workshops in Carmel. Click on that. You'll learn a lot. You can come and be with me and join me. If you have not received my year-end gift to you, I would be honored to send it to you. I truly would. This year-end gift is something I do each and every year for students and people who have been so kind as to help support this radio program with their tax-deductible gifts. And if you go to the website, you can order your DVD with all of the beautiful story of the Holy Shadow on it. And I'd be honored to send it to you. Just go to the website, click on the little banner that says year-end gift to you, or give me a call at 831-622-8410. Leave me your name and your address, and I'll send it off to you first-class mail, or email me from the website and just say, I want your year-end DVD, and I'll send it to you. You have a wonderful day. I'll be back on the air tomorrow morning at 9:04. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.